Hello, welcome to the Re-Up Podcast, a re-up on everything pop culture from the minds of 20-somethings. I am back this week with my regulars, Deshaun.
Yo, what's good?
And Dawson.
Hi.
Nothing quite has happened this week. The one thing I have on my list of notes that's anything worse. Oh, did you find something?
Yeah. Not another one. Rocksteady has announced a new Suicide Squad game.
Oh yeah, I did see like the little promotional art for that.
Yeah, they didn't release the trailer. I think they're releasing more stuff on Friday of this week.
I don't know how I feel about that, but it's Rocksteady though, so you know.
Rocksteady is a good
job. They do a good job. The Street Fighter had a live stream. They announced their last and final season for Street Fighter V, they had a development timeline that goes into, I think, fall of 2021. It's going to be a long season. And in the process of them announcing these characters, they revitalized one of their like dead communities, because one of the characters is Akira from Rival Schools, right, Deshaun?
Yeah.
And I've never played that game. I think I've seen it played like maybe once. It's what their 3D fighter.
Yeah, it's like a 3D fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really know much about it, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's been on any like next gen console, right? I think the last one was.
I just know that like some of their characters popped up in like their Capcom versus games.
Right, right. And this is something that people have been wanting for years, because I was watching like a Maximilian video, and he was talking about they've been wanting, like, on the polls for like Marvel vs. Capcom 3, they had Akira, and she was really highly requested for that roster. So it's been a long time coming for that. And they have, you know, the third strike character, Oro's back. On most of us, including myself and you, you know, we wanted Dudley. Would have been our choice. But Oro's cool. I think Oro's going to be something fierce in this next season.
I mean, I feel like it's fair because, you know, right. Dudley was in 4, so, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, everybody and their mom was in 4, but still, like, and Dudley wasn't in, Oro wasn't in, you know, 4, right. So.
At least it didn't shit on us and, like, give us, like, 12 or Necro.
I doubt they would ever do something like that. Like,
if
great.
If we just got Necro, that last character that they haven't announced yet, or 12, man.
I mean, like, my opinion, just Street Fighter just needs to go ahead and die.
Oh,
make a new game, because 5 is boo boo.
I think
the more and more I've been playing 4 recently again, I'm just like, why? Wow, what happened?
Yeah, we played 4 for a bit, and that game is so much fun. I believe, one second, let me make sure I read this right. Yoshinori Ono departing from Capcom, the Street Fighter longtime Street Fighter producer. And I thought that
maybe he'll go somewhere else.
Hopefully, but it's just that he's been there for so long. And just like sad that we didn't get to like experience his like live event, you know, like usually during like E3 or Evo when he announces the character. But he's leaving, which I thought was sad. But we're getting Dan. Dan's back. Dan's gonna be fun.
Dan the man.
Also, I don't know if I think that was either last week. Or early on last week, season 5 of Warzone happened.
I don't know why you're talking about Warzone. But what we need to be talking about is the superior, the next gen battle royale.
Fall Guys. Yes, I've been playing
is
that
the superior
with my,
battle royale. It
I
is
have
the
it on my PC with my. I've been playing with my little brother.
And yeah, like, I mean, it's free on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a PlayStation. He has he only has his laptop and an Xbox. It's not on Xbox yet. So I got it for him on PC, and we've been playing. And it is fun. It brings
it
out the worst
in me. It is the next generation.
I tell you what, the only thing I don't like about it is probably some of the team games are really annoying. Because you'll be doing well, but your teammates are just shit, and then you lose. And then I always get the fucking seesaw one.
Well, you got to get good at the meta, dude.
The seesaw one sucks, though. Because everyone's just on one side, and you can't...
The meta is you get in the middle.
The meta is anybody who goes in that game with a pigeon costume is a tryhard, and they like to grab people, and they wait at the end of the finish line to throw people off. Those pigeons are the scum of the earth. If you see anyone fall out of the pigeon costume, yeah, watch out for them.
I can't wait to get the full tier list of meta. Can't wait for it, because, we're over here talking about, Six Siege headshots and, pit scanning and all that BS. No. My simple platforming game over here is now the next generation. We have, groundbreaking technology in this game. Like the ability to jump and the press square to fall. That's such a hard meta, dude.
Now,
such a hard meta.
One thing I have been, my little happy moments this past week, I finally got to level 30 in League of Legends, which means I am now able to participate in ranked.
Gross.
And what I want to do is before...
Why would you do this to yourself, Greg?
Because I enjoy it. As much as I rage, I have friends...
You enjoy League.
Yes, I enjoy League. It's a lot of shit.
I can't.
Look, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. There's a lot of things that are wrong with that game and make it, like, pull your hair out frustrating. But I'm always coming back because I enjoy it. I find it's fun. I don't know why. It's one of those games where I don't know why. I hate this game so much, but I play it all the time now.
That's a shaking my head moment, Greg.
Like, for Warzone, it was really because, my PC, I had to tweak it a bit. I had to buy more RAM. And even then, it's Warzone is fun, but, it's full of cheaters. And the it's just like, I can only
have to break. League is more is about as cancerous as a Modern Warfare 2 lobby, dude.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If not more. But, I don't like getting cussed out in Chinese Mandarin or some shit.
It's in chat. They have no voice thing yet, unless you're on a team, a squad together.
Yeah, I don't like that. I kind of like having chat up because, there are some people we are actually trying to win the game. So, we coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that one guy who's like, you're trash, dude. You're trash. I'm just like, what? Okay. I just started this game. Can't you see that there's the level one right next to my name, right?
Now, I want to get to at least silver in League of Legends ranked. And right now the tiers go, if I'm not mistaken, is iron, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then master. I think red masters after that. Most of my friends that have been teaching me and coaching me are in low to high silver. One's bronze and two of them are mid gold. So, and they've been playing for years. So they even but just to get to at least silver, it would be a win in my book. So that's one of my little mini goals. And, school starts in 9 days for us, for me at least.
For me as well.
And, everyone, all my friends around Charlotte, their schools, and they all go to schools in North Carolina where it's we've gotten COVID at least down enough to where we can at least have a hybrid so y'all can come back, and they're all leaving, and I'm like,
I'm home. Greg, this is why. I mean, I know it's not a thought when you're choosing your colleges now, but kids, let's be real. Think about where your college is. My college is in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's coming on the campus outside of the people who need to be there. It's in boonies nowhere. Your college is in the center of Atlanta.
Yep. And
the highest point of Atlanta,
right? but I mean, shit. Look at New York. New York got it under control, and they're starting stuff back up in the fall. It just Atlanta can't. Georgia can't get
New York
together.
Are you talking about New York State, right?
The state.
The state, yes. The state is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, because let's be real. The rest of New York isn't as cancerous as New York City. Because I'm telling you, New York City's not doing anything anytime soon, far as I know.
Right. But Georgia, the whole state needs to get itself together.
I mean, Georgia is a big beam.
Everyone still saw that picture that student took of his high school opening back up and the hallways all flooded.
Yes.
And they suspended him for that.
For his First Amendment right.
They recanted the suspension, I believe.
They did it only because he was on the news.
Right.
That's a legal case in the making. I'm just a newbie when it comes to law, but like I feel like that's like something bad.
But just, you know, COVID. And then now I'm reading. So there was a gas explosion in a house in Baltimore this afternoon. It was morning, something like that. And then over 100 people were arrested in Chicago because there's another shooting by police officers and it caused a bunch of riots. It got so bad that they pulled up the bridges to get into downtown Chicago. It's like Escape from New York. If anyone's seen that movie.
I haven't been keeping up like with what happened with that, but I'm kind of done with people violently rioting and then also the police. But I'm a little bit more done with the police on this time because I'm just like, well, if you gotta stop this wouldn't be happening. You know, I don't justify burning down buildings and stuff, but, like, people are upset. And I think you guys need to start doing your jobs right, because
if there's going to be so much more looting and rioting, imagine what's going to happen if this keeps up around when...
During the election.
That, and I was going to say, like, when, you know, the PS5 drops.
Hey, man.
GameStop employees are going to be scared.
You know... I'll be out there protesting. I might have to go riot for a second, though.
Go riot and take a PS5 real quick.
You get home with PS5. Dang it, I got the digital only one by accident.
Oh.
And you've already pre-ordered like a bunch of like discs.
We're coming out.
You're like, bruh, I'm just trying to chill and relax and watch the world end in peace. All right. I don't really want to get dragged into any of this, but at the same time, it's just like more and more. It's just like I feel like it's our like civic duty at this point to start doing stuff. Cause like I'm gonna be real with you, like this upcoming election. I know this ain't a politics podcast, but like this upcoming election, I'm not sure who I'm voting for. People are like anything to get Trump out of office, but I'm just like, do I really want a dementia patient who is also has just as many potential rape cases as Trump running and being our president also? I don't really think.
The way I've heard some people defend it is at least as Biden, as all these allegations are coming out against him, as much as Trump, at least Biden can handle himself in the political ring.
What you mean?
I mean, he's, if I'm not mistaken...
Man forgot that he was Obama's vice president.
This man said, if you're not black,
if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
You ain't black.
He's just gonna... You heard that, fellas. All the black people listening to podcasts, you know. If you don't vote for Joe Biden, he's gonna come to your house and he's gonna... Absorb the black off you.
Absorb the elephant being.
He's gonna take the N-word pass. Joe Biden needs the authority on N-word passes.
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden was like a Pennywise-esque creature.
A Pennywise-esque. Oh,
no. Like something pretending to be human. Like, you know, at least we know Donald Trump is human because he's just so stupid that it's just like, you know. That's human. It's pretty human of us.
I saw his tweet that it's really, this election really is Mr. Burns versus Grandpa Simpson. And I'm like, well, shit, fuck, wow.
I swear.
Simpson did it.
I'm over here just like, I'm going to vote third party. People are like,
oh, you vote
that's
Kanye?
A waste of. No. Libertarian. I'm a vote Libertarian, Joe Jergensen, because people are like, you know, that's a waste of a vote, this and that. I was just like, it's not. Because if enough of votes are taken away from both parties, then your platform is now on the political main stage because people now start paying attention to it. For example, back in the 60s, well, not even the 60s, before that, during the Gilded Age, during like the 30s and 20s, Populist Party was the third party. And a lot of, like, at least I believe 11% of people in that election voted for the Populist Party. So then both parties had to start implementing populist agendas into their agenda, into their political platform. So I don't know anymore. I'm just like, bro, I'm trying to chill, you know, get a job and be a regular citizen, you know, do citizen things. But I'm just like over here, like, bro, I might just have to move to Europe or something. Actually, no, Europe's collapsing in on itself too. Canada seems pretty nice.
Canada. Yeah, Canada's cool.
I want to go back to London. London was great. I mean,
London's having its issues right now too.
I mean, what country isn't having issues right now? What, like New Zealand?
Japan.
I don't know. Like third world countries that aren't even on the main stage at all, to where people just don't even care.
But there are still issues over there. I feel like New Zealand is pretty calm.
New Zealand? I mean, they had that huge, like, you know, church shooting years back. Well, like a year back. So, like,
yeah, years back.
Well, a year back, you know, you remember the guy who, like, went into that, like, that Islamic place of worship and then recorded it and, like, streamed it live on Twitch.
That's not really the country at that point. That's an individual guy. So
it's not the country. It's just that, like, you know, it's shaking up their political system. Because now they're starting to, like, you know, it's like the whole America gun debate.
Just get an island off of Fiji and just seclude yourself.
Exactly.
Tropics.
It's either that or space.
Space. Oh, God. Didn't Elon Musk or SpaceX launch another rocket recently?
I have no idea, man. I
thought that was like a few months ago where Elon Musk.
Yeah, that was like a few months ago.
I think everyone was just memeing over his son's name. They kind of just
like
to the wayside.
I remember. Something that happened recently that we weren't able to cover on the podcast is Joe Rogan's opinions on video games.
I looked
at that
for context.
Looked up my phone on Twitter. I was like, you know what? I'm closing out Twitter for today, and I didn't go.
So for context, Joe Rogan is like the most popular podcast in like America,
right?
Like he's a pretty interesting guy. MMA comedian, pretty talented guy. On one of his podcasts recently, he was just like, he said something to the effect of that video games are like a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad for you.
Jimmy,
but I was just like, you know,
a few years ago too.
My hottest take is just like, I kind of agree with him. I mean, but it's no more of a waste of a time than doing any other hobby.
Yeah, that. It's like me listening to your podcast is a waste of time.
Yeah.
At that point. But not listening to the Re-Up podcast, that's definitely not a waste of time.
Yeah. But like as much as I like to purchase, you know, Gunpla and I build models and I'll play League of
Legends. That's a waste of time, dude.
It's a waste of time. I mean, I should be doing much more productive shit, but it's my hobby. I enjoy it. So you can't knock that and just like shit. I mean,
I think Joe is just upset that, you know, he's gotten so busy smoking weed and, you know, working out that he's not found time to play video games anymore.
Smoking weed is a waste of time.
Yeah, tripping out on DMT, Joe, is a waste of time. That's the hottest take, is that, like, going hunting for elk meat and eating elk meat, that's a waste of time. Like, you could just go to the grocery store and pick up, like, some beef or something.
I mean, that being said, training your whole life to fight for, like, 40 minutes in a ring only to have a chance of losing is a waste of time, right? I mean,
it's a lot of waste of time, but it's not the fact that it's wasting time. It's the fact that you're having fun. So technically nothing, as long as you're enjoying it, it's not a waste of time.
I mean, basically, getting punched in the face is questionable too, but,
you know, basically, the thing is that, like, anything that doesn't contribute to your overall survival is a waste of time. So going to work, that's a waste of time. We should all be, you know, hunting in the woods and eating berries. Everything is a waste of time because, we should all be out in the woods somewhere being, you know, grugs and making fires and stuff.
Not grugs. Ugh. Something else happened the other day that I slept through. Charlotte and the most of North Carolina and I think some of Georgia experienced a 5.1 magnitude earthquake. I didn't feel it because I was asleep, and this is the only one that's like Charlotte's had in like 9 years. And the last one, I didn't get to feel either because I was driving in the car with my mom, and we didn't feel it. It was super short, so I was upset.
Why do you want to feel it?
I think it's like it's cool. It's like I experienced an earthquake.
I experienced an earthquake.
Not many people want to
experience that, Greg.
I don't want to experience an earthquake.
I mean, nothing too serious because I watched like Japan sinks and shit. You ever seen if you ever watched the anime and that's scary. That.
What do you mean? That happens in real life in Japan.
Well, yeah. Okay.
A lot.
I know. But just watching that, I was pretty like, holy shit.
Thank God we don't live on the Ring of Fire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The tectonic plates. That's why California's just gonna like sink into the ocean one day, dude.
No, we need Florida to sink into the ocean because they ain't helping nobody.
Why?
Because Florida is like
that. You can't tell me you don't want all the like major tech giants like Facebook and all of them just to go undersea, meet Sebastian from The Little Mermaid,
and just build. We need a rapture. That's what we need from like BioShock. Super high tech.
All the smart people.
All underwater.
I'd rather go up than down. Cause the ocean scares me. I'm going to be real with you. We don't know. Like, we know more about space than the ocean.
I mean,
who knows what's down there? Like, Cthulhu might be down there. Ursula might be down there.
There could be Little Mermaids. And Sebastian and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, that would be nice, you know, sing with the Little Mermaid, you know, the Under the Sea, but, like, at the same time, Ursula exists. I'm just like,
Ursula just qualifies, I think, as an SCP at that point. Like, she's gonna be, like, you know, snatched up by the government and, you know, tested on. Ain't no.
I mean, like, there's SCPs that they don't contain, they just
They can only observe it.
Like the giant eel guy. That's just chilling.
Or like the the blood lake up in like Canada that you can't really take it. You just put a site up there and you research it.
Test the water.
Oh, my personal favorite SCP is the Infinite IKEA.
That's such a generic answer.
What do you mean such a generic answer?
Such a generic answer.
What do you mean? It's like it's an infinite IKEA, and the people that like get lost in it like form like little tribal groups, and it just goes on. You get lost in there, and it just goes on forever. I'm out here over by like Haagen-Dazs, I don't know Swedish, but like over by the table section, and then you go for the door and then you end up over by the toilets for no reason, and it just, you're stuck there.
I'm over here on that big brain hours. My favorite SCP is the forced interdimensional traveler.
Oh my gosh.
Who is just forced every 30 minutes just to disappear and go to a random dimension.
That sucks. Like, yeah. Like, there are worse SCP. Like, there's an SCP that it's living graffiti and it changes its shape and it lures people in, and if you get too close, it will eat you. And they can only and it just appears at random spots in different cities, and they can't contain it.
Or like the possessed dramatic theater mask.
Oh my goodness! Like, there are worse SCPs, and
I mean, there's a lot of Keter stuff that will just end the world.
A lot of Keter stuff that will just, okay. For context, SCP are like cryptids. But they're all fake. But they're just like people who made up stories, like horror stories. And the SCP Foundation is a fictional foundation that catalogs all these entities. And when we talk about different classes, there are three classes. There's safe, which is the lowest class, where they're harmless. But there's like things. It's like, what's that example?
Semi-harmless.
So
they might bite.
They might bite, but they're not going to destroy the world. There's Euclid, which can kill you, but if you don't do anything about it, you know, it's predominantly safe. So, like, there's a knife that promotes homicidal rage, and anyone who wields it can kill it and is impervious to bullets or something like that or whatever. So, it can be deadly, but by itself, it's not. And then you have the Keter classes, which are disturbing creatures that half of which can end the world if they chose to. Like, I think one is just God. I think that was one of the written SCPs.
Man, you got also like the flesh virus thing, like just turns everything into a Cronenberg nightmare. Right. From like the thing.
Mm-hmm. There's one, there's like red crystals that will turn your body into red crystals after a long period of time. There's SCP-173, which is, I believe, is a peanut, which is this concrete statue, basically like a weeping angel, that only moves if you blink, and if when it blinks, it moves at such a fast speed, it just snaps your neck. That's all it does. Like, it's like.
Or the Shy Guy, where if you see its face, it will stop at nothing to come and kill you.
I think there's one called Cousin Jimmy, where this random guy randomly appears at family gatherings, and everyone seems to know who he is, but you can't really like put your finger on where he's come from. It just,
he's like, isn't he like a disgusting like locust, like a cicada man or something?
Something like that.
It's like he like makes everybody like eat cicadas and like come like right. Cicada thing. It's like, disgusting.
It's like the boogeyman from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, it's basically a person that right. Just, you know, it's that one guy at the family reunion who you're just like, bro, who is that?
Oh, that's so.
You know, at the barbecue.
He appears at funerals, weddings, and family gatherings. I think it was. Oh, and there's one of my favorites, Un-London, which is the exact replica of London, like 19th century London underground. Yeah, just a weird bunch of stories and whatnot. It's good reading. Where are we on my list? I haven't got a win in Fall Guys yet, unfortunately. It's difficult. It is very difficult.
Just get good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Just get good. But I love how all everyone in the gaming community has such a great, such a huge positive reaction and experience toward Fall Guys that everyone has been clamoring to get on so much that the Fall Guys teams, their servers have just been fried because everyone's trying to get on because everyone wants, it's such a good game. That's like something like the most wholesome gaming content I've seen in a while. Well, not the servers crashed, not because, you know, shitters or, you know, that game server's maintenance is poor. Just that this small D team didn't expect to generate such a massive flux of people, and then so many people got on, and then they have to go back and say, whoa, wait a minute. We've hit something here. They have to come back, hold on, guys. Give us a minute. Let's fix this so we can get you guys back to more Fall Guys.
They were published by Devolver, so Devolver always does good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did My Friend Pedro.
I did love My Friend Pedro. That was really fun.
And, like, a bunch of weird stuff. So, like, I love Devolver.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice, especially when Warzone is now super glitchy again and almost unplayable, apparently. So I've heard there's been a glitch where guns just completely untexturized and they take up an entire screen. And, you know, that's game breaking. You know, you can't play the game like that. And that's a multi-million-dollar company, Activision, who can't fix glitches and won't implement an anti-cheat.
I mean, like, anti-cheat is kind of a bag of its own things, because, like, then you implement anti-cheat like Valorant. That's just like, I'm going to spy on your computer 24/7.
Or like Valve does with VacBans is, at least to my knowledge, was decent.
Not really. Not anymore. I mean,
it used to be. Especially
hacked to hell and high water.
Well, because no one's moderate. No one cares who's hacking in TF2. It's more so with like CSGO. And you also have like user-based Overwatch, where they'll give people cases and they'll judge it as a two-person. The computer will judge, and you have a random person to judge to see if the person is actually hacking.
Yeah, that's a better system than what Valorant did, which was just like, we're going to watch your computer 24/7 to see if any cheatware comes up.
Yeah, that's...
Even if it's not for our game, we're just going to mark you down in it, you know?
Yeah, that's bad.
Ban you. And, you know, I mean, Valorant's by Riot. You know, Riot is owned by, you know, some Chinese investors, so people were flipping out about that. But I'm just like, guys. I'm pretty sure the Chinese already have your information. That Zoom account that you use for school? Yep. Got it.
I was surprised, like, no one. When the pandemic first happened, and they were all like, okay, we're all moving to Zoom. I was like, what is Zoom? I was like, why can't we just use, like, Discord? Thing we've been using for years that took over our, like, back in the day, I don't know, most kids are using Discord right now, but we used to use Skype. And used to have, like, you don't want to play with your friends, you had to use, like, Hamachi to get an IP for your server. But then Discord came out and made everything much easier. I felt like we should have been using Discord.
Well, I mean, I know some people actually did get their professors to get on Discord.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Man, my professors had so much trouble. One professor couldn't figure out that, you know, she had to pay for, you know, the full Zoom thing so we could have longer classes because it would just cut out at 30 minutes.
40 minutes.
40 minutes, yeah. But it would just stop and she couldn't figure it out. We kept kind of telling her, it's like, oh, well, I guess class ends.
I mean, she could have just entered back into it. There's nothing stopping you from rejoining.
Sometimes she wouldn't. Sometimes she wouldn't.
That's the thing. Is that, like, you know, I've been hearing from a lot of boomers. They're like, you kids should enjoy doing classes online. You guys are on your computers anyway. I'm just like, hey, first of all, I'm probably not doing work. Second of all, you boomers don't know how to work the computers. So when my professor is sitting there for 30 minutes just on the Zoom call, not even knowing how to, you know, properly assign assignment, it's wasting my time.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, in the classroom, they can hand me a piece of paper and say, turn it in on Thursday or whatever, and then I'm out.
Right.
or the professor's like, you know, gets their Zoom call invaded by like 2MAD or something. And he's yelling something about Brother Osas.
Speaking of streamers, Dr. Disrespect came back and he got over, I think it was 50,000 people to watch his live stream on YouTube. So
talk about why he was kicked from Twitch, or is there like some sort of legal thing going on?
I think there's some talks about him taking legal action against Twitch, but I didn't watch the stream, but I don't know if anything, like he made a comment or anything about it.
I mean, like, Twitch needs to go. I'm gonna be real. It promotes Twitch is like not even a gaming platform anymore. No. It's the platform I go to watch these
big titty golf girls.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I watch
my e-girl stream who does nothing.
I do watch some video game streamers on Twitch if I catch it going live. Like, I'll watch Maximilian play some fighting games on Twitch. I'll watch the Russian Badger play Rainbow Six Siege. You know, I watch like Tim the Tatman play Warzone.
You know, that's why I'm glad Keemstar and Leafy scared Pokimane off the internet.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Why?
I'm glad that happened.
Don't forget about Diesel Patches.
No, actually, I have no idea.
People need to know she's a scam, all right? Like, you know, don't donate your money to her, gentlemen. Because we don't simp in this household. And she's not offering any content that anybody else couldn't offer. You're just literally watching this pretty chick, who's not even really that pretty, if I'm gonna be real with you, sit there and watch videos. And when she does play video games, it's like the most generic stuff.
It's not even good.
She adds no commentary. Barely any. And then she has the audacity to, you know, attack people's sponsors and all that. Pokimane had to go. And then she has, like, they're dudes. They're, like, tier 3 subs to her. And just simping. Not realizing that this girl probably has a boyfriend. And that goes with most, like, e-girls. Like these women are too hot not to have a boyfriend. Like, don't
every e-girl that you... Every e-girl that you're simping on has a boyfriend. Or a girlfriend.
Yeah, you're paying for someone else's dinner, dude. Guess who gets to sleep with them at night? Not you.
Which is why
what?
You need to get an e-girl as a girlfriend.
Oh no, not this argument again. Nah, you can't swing this back so you can win that. No, Dawson.
That argument of Dawson wants his girl to be an e-girl so he can just make money off of her.
I'm not trying to just make money off of her, but...
not... One, you can't say but, and two, you can't say but like that, because that makes it worse.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like, if my girl, you know, is an e-girl, that's fine, but she better be making some quality content and have a personality. That's all I can ask.
It makes it better for the pockets if she does it, because the simps are gonna pay anyway.
How do you guys feel about like V streamers and stuff?
Hololive streamers and
what is that?
So Hololive streamers are like the girls who like use like mocap and stuff, like, and they have like their little anime avatar.
Like, you know, like VR chat, have you like your own anime avatar? Yeah. Like, they use that, and that's the personality, and that's
through. Are they playing streaming video games?
I think yeah, so.
Most of the time they play they only play video games most of the time, and like they'll do little events with each other, but like there at least there is content there. There's content with commentary. That's fine.
So you would rather give money to Hatsune Miku?
Yes.
Basically.
Yes, I would rather give money to this person who's behind a virtual anime girl than this person who's just sitting there wasting time.
Oh, wait, dude.
Because, like...
In his parents' basement, in a VR headset, and some computer-like, understanding to make, a Twitch account, who's posing as his anime e-girl.
I mean, like, there have been ones that are actually just dudes posing as some anime e-girl. But the thing is that their content's still good, so people still donate it to them. And then there's some of them that just don't hide it. They have, like, an anime e-girl, you know, like, avatar, but then you hear, like, this deep voice come out of it.
I'm all in that. I'm clicking away.
What about the content?
You know, if they're, like, dropping headshots in, like, Valorant, or, like,
I mean, some of them do. League. They're not playing, I mean, some of them play mainstream games, some of them don't. Some of them play different things, but at least they're, like, you know, doing what Twitch asks for most of the time. Mm-hmm. Which was started for, to play video games instead of just sitting there watching other people's content, not editing it, just watching the full video on whole one stream.
It'd be funny if, like, you had, like, IBM Watson as a Twitch streamer, and you have, like, the AI playing video games and, like, learning and getting super good, would someone report him for cheating? Like, the AI would eventually learn, like, all the tactics and tricks. So you have IB Watson just no headshotting down long in CS:GO. Is that count as, like, a MVC hacking? Because it's a computer, it's an AI, you know, but it's just like one of those learning AIs.
Yes, it's hacking, because I don't think a human can perfectly do it, because an AI is going to perfectly do it every time once they know, let's not do it this way. This is wrong. So it's going to perfectly do it every time. But so, humans, so they can make.
So you would report IBM Watson live on stream?
Yes.
I donate to IBM Watson's Twitch stream. I think that would become super interesting to watch.
Hottest take. Just don't even pay your Twitch streamer.
Just watch him.
Just watch him. No, that's the awful take. Don't do that. Support their content if you want it.
If you want to.
Support whoever you want to.
Right.
I don't support that statement. Just support whoever you want to. We don't simp in this household.
If you want to simp with your money,
don't be wasting your money on these e-girls, dude. And the same thing goes for the vice versa. Ladies out here, don't be wasting your money on these e-boys.
E-boys are a thing. Jesus. I've completely tuned that out of my head because I don't want to think about that, but there are e-boys.
Yeah.
If you donate to these e-boys. Girls can be simps too.
Simp is gender neutral. It's gender equal. We believe in equality in this household.
Equality. Equality is a social construct.
Dude, everything is a social construct, dude.
Air is a social construct.
What?
I mean, it is.
Oxygen is a social construct.
Oh my goodness.
If we want to be technical with it, yeah.
Who's hyped for this new Spider-Man coming out? That's one of the few things we're rooting for.
I'm hyped for it.
Miles Morales game?
Yes.
That they said is like kind of like it's not Spider-Man 2, but it's not Spider-Man. It's I'm just like, dude, you're BSing me.
I completely forgot.
Insomniac.
Sony coming out with the scummy plays because they're offering, you know, the new Avengers game, but a whole character is console exclusive.
You know, as a Sony fanboy, I gotta say, well, then you should have just got a PlayStation.
But I mean, that's still scummy because that's a whole character.
No, it's scummy.
That's a part of the game that people are missing. And that's not even saying, oh, Xbox, they get a certain character too. No, Xbox just doesn't get anything.
You get nothing. You lose.
A good example of this would be like back in the days, like Soul Calibur 2. You know, Xbox, they got Spawn, GameCube got Link, and then PlayStation got what was it?
Somebody not important.
And they
PlayStation got Heihachi.
They got Heihachi, the Tekken, right? So everyone got something. But they were exclusive, so you had to have certain things. But this one just says, "Yo, we're cutting content from this game, but you can get the full game over here, plus more extra shit."
I mean, I'm gonna be real with you, like that Marvel's Avengers game kind of looks boo boo to me. Anyways,
it's not my cup of tea.
It looks generic. It looks like a mixture of Destiny with, like, I don't know. It just looks bad, in my opinion.
They're capitalizing on the Avengers movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Bro, when we get our obscure Avengers back.
If you tried to make that game in, like, 2006, no one would want it.
Well, I mean, people bought Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah.
Ultimate Alliance had the X-Men.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is Disney over here, they own the rights to X-Men.
It is so weird seeing X-Men on my Disney Plus. Like, that's not something I'd ever...
Oh, yeah, the first X-Men, I was like, what is this?
Right, I never thought I'd see that on...
And if we have X-Men, where's my Spider-Man 3?
Where's my Deadpool?
Sony still owns the rights to Spider-Man. They hold.
I don't care what they have. I want to see Spider-Man 3 whenever I want to.
I mean, it's on Netflix, right?
No.
It used to be on Netflix, right?
Spider-Man Far From Home is on Stars, and then I don't know where the other Spider-Man movies are in terms of
streaming. I'm tired of all these streaming services. That's another problem. Exactly. Too many streaming services. I'm just like, who are what? And what got what?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't be upset if streaming services became a monopoly where it's just like one big streaming service. I can just see whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be more down with that. But that's, you know what that's called? That's called cable.
It's not called cable.
Because cable. It's cable with options.
it's really not. I'm saying I want a streaming service like Netflix or something, but everything is on it. Every form of media is on it that I can watch, so I can watch anything. I don't know. I know it's ambitious, but I don't want to have to pay for Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, Stars. I don't want to pay for all that. HBO Max, just so I can see the new show. I want to see Close Enough too.
Oh, you could just go and kiss Christine for that.
I know.
Yeah, but he wants to support JG Cortell.
I want
to,
exactly, because I like JG Cortell. I want to be able to support him, I don't want to get HBO Max.
I want to get to see the new Adventure Time.
Why did I have to watch Harley Quinn illegally? Because I'm not getting the DC app. I'm not.
Like, who's buying that? Please tell me. I'm definitely not buying it. I'm like, what's on there? I might watch Doom Patrol.
I may watch Super Patrol. I watch Harley Quinn, and then
Justice.
My Batman animated series. That's about it.
I want to be able to support DC, but they need to put it on an application. Like, right. They just need to put it on Netflix.
That's Warner Brothers. Netflix can be. That's Warner Brothers at that point.
Warner Brothers needs to put everything on Netflix, and Disney can have everything else.
Don't even say that, because you'll get this. Because like next week, you'll come out. Warner Brothers will have their own streaming service, and you'll be cry. Because like, well, fuck.
And then, you know, Star Wars, dude. It upsets me.
Star Wars, okay. Star Wars, we're going to probably have a whole podcast episode on that. Because there's so much stuff that we love and hate about Star Wars. I cannot put the episode any longer. Because that we have to say that for the time.
The original trilogy is not good. What? I didn't say that.
So what's the closing argument for today?
Actually,
the closing argument for today.
Argument for today would be,
Give a preliminary to the Star Wars.
Okay, I'll give a preliminary for the Star Wars. All right. What's something that? Okay, sorry. Let's see. What is your guilty pleasure in Star Wars? What is the most guilty pleasure in Star Wars?
My most guilty pleasure.
For me, it's that out of all Star Wars movies, my favorite is Episode 3.
That's not really a guilty pleasure. Like, I wouldn't be upset if you said.
I mean, probably now, but like, if I said that.
No, if you said like Episode 7 or 8 or 9, I would have a problem.
See, before those came out, if I said that back in like 2010, I would get shit on. you know,
we're not in 2010 anymore, Greg.
True, because Disney came out with the
even worse trilogy. So
even worse trilogy, but 3 is my favorite.
Can we just, instead of like a guilty pleasure, can we change it to like what's the most unpopular opinion that you have about Star Wars?
Most unpopular opinion I have,
because I have a most unpopular opinion, and my most unpopular opinion is the first Star Wars movie isn't that good.
What, 1977 New Hope?
Yeah, that one isn't as, A New Hope isn't as good as people.
Oh, yeah. No, A New Hope is some cheeks if you really watch it, and it's been
edited. Some cheeks.
It's been edited and remastered and added more content so many times. If you go back to the original, ooh, it's hard.
I'm gonna be real with you. My most unpopular opinion about Star Wars, Boba Fett ain't that cool.
He's really not. No, he's not. Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
Like
his arm was cool when he first came out, but he got completely waxed.
Okay,
in
I think Boba Fett being cool came from the generation before us. You know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the thing is that like all the EU stuff, but you know that's not canon anymore. So, you know, Boba Fett's only cool for the EU stuff, because if you think about the things that he's done in the movies, like
canon Boba Fett sucks, dude.
Right.
Like, only thing I know about Boba Fett is that he was this whiny kid in the prequel movies, and then like in the original movies, he kidnapped Han Solo, took him to Jabba, and then immediately got murdered.
Right,
like that was so trash. Like,
did
they
have an action scene in 5?
He like shot the blaster like once.
Huh.
I that's all I remember is like.
Yes. He's complete ass.
Boba Fett has like less than 5 minutes of screen time,
and yet he's super cool.
I mean, like Jango Fett's cooler, dude.
Jango Fett
went toe to toe with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Jango Fett is cooler. Jango Fett's cooler. Boba Fett's ass. I don't know why people like him so much, because he's ass. He's shitty. Because he had a jetpack. That's why they thought he was so cool.
Dude, they're like this mysterious dude with a jetpack, but then turns out there's a whole culture of them. So you know, it's cool.
He's not unique.
Boba Fett ain't unique.
Well, that's
Din Djarin from The Mandalorian is cooler.
Right. So I think next episode we're gonna talk about Star Wars a lot more, and that's gonna be a good episode. But I thank everyone for listening and joining us this episode of the Re Up Podcast. As always, you can find us at reup-podcast.com and on SoundCloud. You just go to SoundCloud, look up the Re Up Podcast, and I'll let you find our logo, and all episodes are right there. We're also on Twitter at the Re Up Podcast. We will see you guys next week, and thank you for listening.